they're both just going to make fun of us for having yet another communal crush. According to Reyna, Anderson and I are enmeshed, which basically means we're codependent. Apparently, some people believe falling in love is a thing you're supposed to do on your own. And yeah, Reyna aced AP Psych so hard, she's practically a licensed psychologist already. But here's the thing she doesn't get. It's not about Matt. Or Josh from last summer, who had very strong opinions about breakfast. Or Alexander from the summer before, who was really into being from Michigan. It has nothing to do with any of them. It's about Anderson and me. It's about scheming in the prop closet and reading way too much into every flicker of eye contact. It's about brushing our teeth 6 times a day, always prepared for the unexpected makeout scenario. And in the end, when the makeout scenarios never materialized, it hardly mattered. It didn't matter. Because the makeouts weren't the point. The giddiness was the point. And I feel like this all sounds like a bit much, but that's just Andy and me. We bring it out in each other. And truthfully, summer crushes make for a surprisingly fun and robust team activity. Less fun now that summer's over. Now it's just that sinking boat feeling of a crush lost too soon. A crush cut down in its prime. But that boat's so much less lonely when your best friend's on board. Scene 1. 5 minutes into junior year and I'm done. No, seriously, let's burn this whole year to the ground. For one thing, I can barely keep my eyes open, which doesn't bode well seeing as I haven't even entered the building yet, or left the school parking lot, or even unbuckled my seatbelt. And it's Anderson's fault. Because Anderson Walker knows I need 7 hours of sleep to not be a zombie demon on Xanax, and yet, this mess of a boy let himself into my house, into my room, and turned on my lights at 5:30 a.m. because he needed my input on his first day back cardigan choice. Navy blue with brown buttons or navy with navy buttons. "Just give me your gut reaction," he'd said. My gut reaction was hurling a pillow at his face. Now, almost 3 hours later, right on schedule, he's spiraling again in the parking lot. "You're sure the navy's okay?" "Andy, it's fine." "Just fine?" "More than fine. You look perfect." And he does. He always does. Anderson's honestly too cute for this earth. Smooth brown skin, dimples, and a short tapered afro, not to mention big brown eyes behind plastic framed glasses. And he's got that nautical schoolboy aesthetic down to a science. Crisp button downs and cardigans and rolled up pants. He rubs his cheeks. "I just don't want to look like trash. It's the first day of..." But he's drowned out by trap music blasting out of a Jeep.